Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated to Anabela Bas Golda. Reb Shimshon Barsky was a descendant of Rebbe Nachman, and he lived in Uman, Ukraine, and was one of the leaders of the Breslov community there until he left this world in the 1930s. We have some of his works and commentaries on Rebbe Nachman's teachings. Some have been published by the Breslov Research Institute in the book A Bit More Advice. And we also have some of his letters. And I'd like to read you one about anger and children. He says, "To my dear son Nassen and family, please tell me how my precious grandson Yisrael is. May he live a long, productive life. Has he started cheder? Does he know the Aleph base and the nekudos? Does the teacher teach him the blessings to say on the different types of food and drink? Make sure to be gentle with him no matter what. Don't frighten or scare the child in the least, no matter what. A child's mind is extremely sensitive, as you know, so it's totally unacceptable to scare a child or make him anxious on account of anything. This might, God forbid, cause something unfortunate to happen. Likewise, tell his teacher not to show any anger or annoyance or to frighten or worry the child. Whether he's teaching him the sitter, the blessings, or anything else, he should do it gently, without being angry or aggravated. Again, this is to prevent the child's mind from becoming crippled, God forbid. No matter what, no excuses. Make sure to do what I've outlined in this letter. And in his mercy, may Hashem help you to raise him and all your children up to Torah and mitzvahs with holy success and pride. Your father, Shimshon." Reb Shimshon understood that to a child, anger can be very, very frightening and can even harm their development. What might seem to us as merely slightly abrupt or rough or gruff can seem scary to a child, let alone real anger. A child reflects the world back to them, and to them, everything is about who they are and their self-worth. So we know how to treat a child. But what happens if you're an adult and you've been harmed in this way in childhood, as so many have? What happens if you're struggling to overcome the deleterious effects of a difficult childhood, one where perhaps anger was exhibited a lot towards you or around you? Learning Rebbe Nachman's teachings and beginning to understand your self-worth can help, as well as beginning to build and strengthen your emunah and your awareness of Hashem and the fact that if something happened in the past already, it was Hashem's will, and now what we have to do is to assimilate it and move forward and maybe even make sense of it, or maybe not. Ask Hashem to help you get over the difficult and painful moments in your childhood and life and he will do so. It may take time, but eventually you'll find that if you really pay attention to this and work through this, especially with prayer, soon the damaging effects of a difficult childhood can fade into the background. Now, of course, there may be other things that you have to do to work through this, but don't leave out the spiritual piece. It's essential. It's central to healing. May you have a day in which you feel strong and whole and are looking forward to the future.